This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Jim Bertel. New Zealand Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern won Saturday's general election in a landslide, achieving an absolute majority. The figure was high enough for opposing leader Judith Collins to concede and telephone Ardern to congratulate her. At a victory rally, Ardern says she promises to govern for the benefit of all New Zealanders.
We are living in an increasingly polarized world, a place where more and more people have lost the ability to see one another's point of view. I hope that this election, New Zealand has shown that this is not who we are, that as a nation, we can listen and we can debate.
Ardern was highly praised for her leadership during the coronavirus pandemic, which caused only 25 deaths in the country of 5 million. French officials say a suspect shot dead by police after the gruesome beheading of a history teacher near Paris was an 18-year-old Moscow-born Chechen refugee. Reuters' Edward Barron reports.
French police have arrested 9 people after a suspected Islamist sympathizer beheaded a schoolteacher on the street of a Paris suburb on Friday, police sources said. Investigators were trying to establish whether the attacker, who was shot dead by police, had acted alone or had accomplices. His victim, a history teacher, had earlier this month shown his pupils cartoons of the Prophet Muhammad in a lesson on freedom of expression. President Emmanuel Macron visited the scene on Friday evening and called the incident Islamist terrorism.
That is Reuters' Edward Barron. For more information on today's latest news and the very latest on the coronavirus pandemic, please visit us at voanews.com or use the VOA mobile app. From Washington, this is VOA News. Azerbaijan and Armenia announced they have agreed to a new ceasefire beginning at midnight Saturday, the second attempt in a week to temper almost 3 weeks of fighting in Nagorno-Karabakh. The announcement came after Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov spoke by phone with his Armenian and Azeri counterparts. Lavrov and French President Emmanuel Macron both stressed that the ceasefire must be strictly observed by both sides. Hundreds marched in Lebanon's capital Saturday to mark the first anniversary of a non-sectarian protest movement that has rocked the political elite but has yet to achieve its goal of sweeping reform. Two governments have resigned since the movement started, but the country's barons, many of them warlords from the 1975 to 1990 civil war, remain firmly in power despite international efforts as well as domestic pressure for change. Tens of thousands of people took to the streets in a wave of protests across Bangkok and other Thai cities on Saturday, this in defiance of a government crackdown following 3 months of demonstrations aimed at the prime minister and Thailand's king. Protesters are demanding the removal of Prime Minister Prayut Chan-o-cha, a former military ruler, and they have also become openly critical of Thailand's king. U.S. President Donald Trump continues a hectic series of rallies across the United States on Saturday, 17 days before the presidential election. The president is campaigning in the battleground states of Michigan and Wisconsin. He is trying to make up lost ground against Democratic challenger Joe Biden. Biden, after making several campaign stops Friday in Michigan, is keeping a low profile on Saturday in his hometown of Wilmington, Delaware. Meanwhile, Mr. Trump is criticizing a fellow Republican. AP's Ben Thomas has more.
President Trump is on the attack again on Twitter. The newest target is Republican Senator Ben Sasse of Nebraska. Trump calls him a liability to the party and an embarrassment to his state. Sasse is up for re-election, and in a telephone town hall this week was asked why he's been willing to publicly criticize a president of his own party. Sasse responded that Trump has flirted with white supremacists, mocks Christian evangelicals in private, and, using a crasser phrase, tries to ingratiate himself to global dictators. Ben Thomas, Washington.
UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres says a divided world has failed to rise to the challenge of fighting the coronavirus pandemic. He is warning a concerted action is needed to prevent millions of people being pushed into poverty and hunger. This comes as millions of Europeans are facing tough new coronavirus restrictions Saturday, as governments are stepping up under tighter coronavirus restrictions to slow the surge in infections. From Washington via remote, I'm Jim Bertel, VOA News.